Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
This is true, and this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts, no matter how much we pretend to be. We're just podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or mental health professional as needed. Wow, I cannot talk tonight.
That's like normally my issue, but you know what? It's okay. Everybody stumbles over a word now and then.
You're just influencing me.
That's right. I'm an influencer.
You are. You really are.
Well, if you would like to reach us, you can text us or leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390, or you can send us an email at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
You can do that. And you can also visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod and on Instagram at forever35podcast. And you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group and the voluminous, the multitudinous spinoffs. The password to the main group is serums. Once you're in the main group, you can join any of the spinoffs. It's a party, truly.
Truly a party. Dori, just wanted to pop over to our text messages to see what was going on over there. And someone just sent me a photo of today's New York Times tiles puzzle. So they said it was very hard. I said, I need to ask Kate if she's done today's tiles yet. It's so hard. I haven't done it yet. I'm still struggling with the spelling bee. But this is the kind of fun text conversation we can have. Send me a text about tiles, about any puzzle you're doing. They come to my email, but I share them with Dori, and
it's true. She does.
We do love getting them. All right. Well, Dori.
Yes, Kate.
I have been feeling like a boat without an anchor lately. It's starting.
Every boat needs an anchor.
I mean, do all boats have anchor? Maybe a boat without a rudder. I don't know. A boat without a sail.
A boat without one of the What are those? What are the ropes that you tie to the dock? You know what I'm talking about?
I do, but I don't know boats well enough to really.
Yeah, I don't either.
Just call that the rope you tie to the dock.
I hear what you're saying. I understand. How are you coping? What are you doing to cope?
Okay. First of all, I just want to say that I realize that this has become a redundant topic from yours truly, that every time we check into this podcast, I'm like, oh, I'm floating on a sea of malaise. Like, I just am in it. I don't know how to get out. But I did. I think part of it is it's very hard for me to focus. Our days are just so kind of like structureless and confusing. And it's with my brain the way it is, it's very hard for me to kind of even like process stuff and stay on top of stuff. So I dug up my old bullet journal. I dusted off. Well, I was like, I need to start writing. I need to have a notebook with me whenever I'm in front of my computer, or just have one around so that I can really jot down the stuff that needs to get done, because I don't remember. And I was selecting a notebook because, you know, I have approximately 300 notebooks that have like two pages of stuff written in them and then the rest are blank. We all have this notebook collection, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We sure do.
Like, I've been moving some of these notebooks around since college, you know, like.
Totally. Totally.
So the one I dusted off was, it turns out, the bullet journal that I had started in fall 2017.
OMG.
So I picked up this old bullet journal. It kind of, the last time I wrote in it was May 2018. So it was kind of hilarious. It was like all early podcast to-dos, which was really funny.
That's amazing. Like what?
It was like potential podcast guests and then like a list of people. Or it was like prepare Maureen Goo's episode. And Maureen was a guest of ours in like May of 2000. Like Maureen's been on the podcast two times, but her first time was in like May 2018. So it was just weird, like, and just going back and looking at this stuff, and I was like, oh,
that's
my gosh.
So funny.
So it was a bit of a time capsule. And then I was like, oh, you know, I should be keeping these to-do lists because it is kind of fun to look back on them and see what I was doing.
Yeah, that's really fun.
So, and then I wrote down a bunch of my to-dos, and then I took some notes for a meeting I had for my kids' school, and I was like, oh, this feels good to just kind of have this all in one place. I'm gonna keep trying this. So we'll see how it goes. Dory, I also just want to give a shout out to a pen.
Great. I love a pen shout out.
You know how we do on this podcast. You gotta shout out a pen.
Yeah.
When Jed Hatmaker was on our show earlier this year, she recommended, she's a writer downer of things, and she said she's never without the Bic crystal pen.
Just okay.
It's like your most basic looking ballpoint pen. It's amazing. I'm now like obsessed with this. Yeah, it's just really nice. It writes really smoothly. It doesn't smudge. Like I've gone through so many ink pens and gel ink and liquid gel and Pentels and all this.
Yeah.
So much smudging. This ballpoint pen is just delicious.
Wow. Okay.
Couldn't be more basic. It's like the CeraVe of pens. I just love it.
The CeraVe of pens.
She recommended it. And I went out, I was like at Staples and I bought a box or I ordered a box. I can't remember. And now I'm very devoted to this Bic crystal. So shout out to Bic. You really make a great pen.
Hashtag not an ad.
Hashtag not an ad, but hashtag send me pens.
Right.
Anyway, Dory, I saw that you were to-do listing again, and I'm wondering if, like, is that helping us stay grounded during Corona?
Maybe. I have just felt like I've had so much kind of, not even self-care, but, like, maintenance-y things to do, like, mail this package, deposit this check. Et cetera, just kind of pick up Bo's dog food from Petco. Like, you know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff that honestly, if I don't write it down, I will forget.
That's exactly how I feel. If it's not written down somewhere, it's gone.
Yes, exactly. So I scrawled out a big to-do list because I had a chunk of time today where I was like, okay, I could knock out a bunch of these errands. And I'm happy to say that I got almost all of them done. And the one that I didn't get done was for a reason, because it involved going to the UPS store. And then I found out this morning that something else was, I was going to have to go back to the UPS store if I went today. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to save it. I'm going to go when I have all the things I need to take to the UPS store. I need a notepad that is better than just this scrap of paper that I'm scrawling this on. So I bought on Amazon a 3-pack of to-do list notepads.
Wait a second. I've never heard of such a thing. Googling away, to-do list notepads.
And They arrive tomorrow. So I can't speak to them quite yet, but I thought it would be nice to just have something that was really like, here's your to-do list.
Well, isn't this an intriguing option?
Right? They're really cute.
Yeah. This is interesting, Dory.
They're like- small. I can carry it around with me. As the description says, your daily to-do list fits neatly in a coat pocket or purse, yet it provides plenty of room for goals, meeting notes, and action items.
Well, thank you, to-do list. Aren't you helpful? Are they magnetic?
They are not magnetic. The magnetic ones exist. I debated getting a magnetic one and decided against it. I might change my mind in the future, but for now, I'm going to go with the non-magnetic one.
Well, I can't wait to hear how this works out for you. And how
just
it-
like I did not go with a sticky note style one either.
Ooh,
I debated that as well, but I didn't go that route.
Those always get kind of like stuck together and crumbled.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I know this is something you did a few weeks ago, but I got a flu shot.
Oh, yeah. Check that box off your to-do list.
Totally. Totally checked off.
Feeling so that good, was taking exciting. Care of your health.
Exactly. Also, I just want to mention, so many people wrote in with office chair suggestions. And I just want to say that I did order a new one, but it has not arrived yet.
And what did you order?
I went with a Steelcase, which was a brand that was recommended by so many people.
We had like chair experts write in.
We did.
It was really cool.
We had someone who runs her family's chair company write in.
Yes. I compiled it, a lot of the text messages, into a document and sent them to Dory.
Yeah, actually, you sent them to me like literally hours after I had pulled the trigger on this chair.
But I was
gratified to learn that my choice was one that had been suggested by so many people.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the Steelcase Series 1. I found it being sold by like an office furniture place in Texas that had a 20% off coupon. Love the internet. And yeah, so we'll see how that works out for me, because my back is kind of killing me. And I think it's because of the chair I'm sitting on. So I'm hoping that the Steelcase will remedy that situation.
Oh, I do too. I hope it's the chair of your dreams.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Kate. Well, should we take a little break?
Let's do it. We've got a lot of fun check-ins from listeners, so
we'll be right back. All right.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. Okie dokie. We're back.
We got a text that was so educational. I'm so excited to share it with everyone. This is from a listener of ours in Atlanta. They write, "Hi, Kate and Dory. I found this really awesome skincare tool that I wanted to share with the Forever 35 community. It's called Skin School, and school is spelled S-K-O-O-L. And you basically enter the name of an expensive product that you like and can't afford, and it finds you a cheaper dupe within seconds. SkinSchoolBeauty.com. Anyway, I hope you guys love it as much as I do." Okay. So I got this, we got this text, and then I immediately was like, all right, this is a great suggestion. Let me check this website out. It is freaking amazing. And I do not know how we did not know about this.
Yeah, this seems like something that would have been right up our alley.
I don't know what rock we have been living under, but this site is so great. Like, for example, I started immediately like putting in all the most expensive products that, you know, we know of. So I put in Biologique Recherche Lotion P50, hot product, a cult favorite. Well, as discussed on last year's dupes episode, Tarte's Knockout Tingling Treatment gets a 93% match score.
Oh, they do like a percentage match.
Percentage. And what was interesting is that some products did not have a comparable item. I looked up, for example, there's a product I really love by Josh Rosebrook. It's this hydrating accelerator. And I believe, hold on, I'm just running it again. Yeah. Okay. So I love this product. Like, this is a product that I will keep buying forever. It's a delicious mist by Josh Rosebrook, who is lovely. And it says for the hydrating accelerator, there's no dupe-worthy match at the moment.
Wow.
So that I was like, oh, wow, this product really stands on its own. There's a very interesting, like, Vintner's Daughter dupe. I mean, just, like, you could spend hours on this site. So this was a thrill. That listener, thank you. This is an amazing recommendation. It's really fun. I don't know who runs it. I will click on the Say Hello tab later this week and send them a message. But this is just, it's fantastic.
Wow. Thank you, listener.
Yeah. Great. Hot tip.
Very hot tip. All right. Shall I read this next text?
Yeah, because this is another hot tip.
Okay. Hi, Kat and Dor. Had to pause the pod to recommend a moisturizing face cream that met all of Sophia Herzog's requirements. She is inspiring, by the way. She is inspiring. A Cure Radically Rejuvenating Whipped Night Cream. It is vegan, parabate, sulfate, and cruelty-free. It's well-priced. I use it during the day under sunscreen. I live in Canada, and it keeps my face hydrated in the cold winters and also had helped soothe my mask face. I'm in healthcare. And if you need any other reason to try it, it's also the moisturizer that AOC used in her Vogue Beauty video.
I mean, right? Oh, sorry.
There's an important PS
here.
Oh,
gosh. Jeez.
Congrats, Kate, on your upcoming novel. Can't wait to read both of your books.
Oh, thank you, listener.
Can't believe you tried to just skip over the PS.
Oh, I'm bashful. I'm a little shy.
Bashful.
I'm a bashful Betty. Okay, so yay, I'm going to try this one.
Yeah, this sounds great.
I got to slow my roll. I feel like my medicine cabinet is just like full of creams.
You love a cream. You love a mist. You love a cream.
I love an oil. I love all of it.
You love a mask.
I kind of think of myself as like a person who likes a fine wine, but my fine wine is skincare, I think is what's happened here. But
you know, it's funny. I'm the Taurus here of the two of us, and yet you have a lot of Taurian tendencies.
What does that mean? Do Tauruses love skincare?
Tauruses just love earthly delights.
Oh.
We are a sensual sign.
Go on. No wonder your hotel stories are so erotic.
Well, I mean, look, they're fantasies. What can I say? No, that's Tauruses. Tauruses like the good life.
Is your husband a Taurus?
No, he's a Leo.
Oh, well, he's very Leo-y.
He is very leonine. Anyway.
I do love things. But yeah. It sounds terrible. Like, consumerism is right up my alley, unfortunately.
Hey, I hear you.
You get it.
I hear you. I do. I get it.
But this is a great, and also I would say like price point on a cure, excellent.
Oh, totally.
AOC endorsed. I'm down.
Yeah, I mean, like this really hits like every possible note.
Yeah, you nailed it because we were both stumped on this question. So thank you for this,
yeah,
listener. All right, next text, Dory. This person writes, I have a question. I recently put on mascara for the first time in literally months and found that the Maybelline Classic Pink and Green Great Lash, which used to be not enough bang for the buck for me, and I would layer it with other mascaras, now seems just right. What product did you used to think did not do enough that you now feel like is just right for your lockdown life?
That is a fascinating question.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I love it.
Are there things that you've like gone back to?
Yeah, you know what? I kind of disregarded the Glossier Superdew. And I've been reviving it in quarantine.
Okay.
I've been giving it another chance. I still like the Ilia skin tint better. But in terms of just like, I just want like, just for me, I just want my skin to just look like a little nicer than normal today.
Yep.
The glossy is kind of great. A little like zhuzhed up. How about you? Is there something that you normally like passed over that you're actually like, oh, welcome back?
Well, I feel like I'm experiencing the opposite where, you know, I wear makeup so infrequently now that now when I do put it on, I feel like I'm putting on clown makeup.
I put on makeup today for some Zooms, and it felt like I was, yes, like going to a ball.
Yes. Like, I feel like I look garish. So I don't know. There's nothing that felt like too much that now feels perfect. It's more like what used to feel perfect now feels like too much.
You mean nothing that feels like too little? Because this person's asking, what product did you used to think did not do enough?
Oh, all right. Did not do enough. And now,
yes.
Right. So, okay. So I kind of flipped it. I feel like, I don't know. There's nothing that I feel like did too little that I still have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To go back to.
I will say I love
but
this
it, but it does feel like era. everything that I thought was perfect now feels not perfect.
I will say, like, putting blush on, it feels like I have streaks on my face. Like, I
yes.
can't. It doesn't
yes,
look
and
normal.
I feel like every time right. I put on blush, my husband is like, are you wearing blush? Which, like, doesn't help.
No, the asking if you're wearing makeup question.
Never a good sign.
Well, it's also like, you know I'm wearing makeup. Like,
right,
why are
totally.
You? This
totally.
Is a rhetorical it's, question.
It is kind of rude. And it's intended to make you feel bad for putting on makeup.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm yelling at, but anyway, I love this question. This is a really fun question. I wonder if any listeners have answers.
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
I've been wearing the Ilia mascara a lot, which I would normally just like, I don't know. I don't wear mascara that often, but that also, I feel like it's just like a really nice everyday thing that I have more of an appreciation for, is like a really mm-hmm. great daily mascara. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a voicemail before we take another break here.
We sure do.
Hey, Kat and Dor. I am calling because I think I need some advice. I recently lost my mother. She passed away last week. And so I'm kind of going through the grieving process. And it's complicated, like I'm sure it is for many people. But my mom was an addict. She had really intense substance abuse issues. And so she's been kind of in and out of my life for many years. And for context, I'm 26. Like I said, she's kind of been in and out of my life. It was a very complicated and negative relationship in a lot of ways. And so I'm kind of confused in the grieving process of trying to hold all those complexities at the same time. Because it is still, you know, while this is, God, sorry, I'm totally losing my train of thought. It's a complicated loss. And while, you know, a lot of really bad things happened between us, she was still my mom, you know, and I'm trying to kind of unpack that and sit with all of it at the same time. So if you have any advice for moving through that complicated grief process, I would super appreciate it. Love the show. Totally trust your guys' insights and opinions and advice. So thanks in advance.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah. That's really tough.
Yeah, that is really, it's really hard. And, you know, I lost my mom. I was 27. And I you may or may not know that I have written a whole book about it. But I will say that I had a very straightforward relationship with my mother, and it was very positive. So it was not like, it was not as complex, I think. And that can be really different and really challenging. Do you mind if I just hop in and recommend some book story?
No, please. Okay. Go for it.
So, listener, I found a lot of solace in books. Even though nothing is ever, I think, going to completely capture exactly what your experience was, Motherless Daughters is a great place to start. It's by Hope Edelman. It's kind of like the classic book for people with dead moms. Or people who have been abandoned by moms or no longer have relationships. I mean, it's not just having a dead mother, but it does deal with all different kinds of mother-daughter relationships. That might be a really interesting, it's a lot of people sharing their stories. There's also a large community of motherless people affiliated around that book that, is, you know, if you give it a Google, that'll come up. The website Modern Loss, which is all about grief, is an amazing resource, and they have a lovely book called Modern Loss, Candid Conversations About Grief. I also wrote an essay in that book. Now, this is not me trying to plug all my grief writing, but that's a great, they're an incredible resource, and just click on over to their website and you will find community. And I think Claire Bidwell-Smith is another writer who's also a grief counselor, I mean, grief expert, let's say. She's written a bunch of books about her own experience with losing her parents and about grief. And she's got a really big online presence. So I think there are a lot of, I would seek out communities of people who have experienced what you've gone through. I know right now meeting in person with a grief support group is hard, but online grief support groups might be a thing. I don't know where you're located, but Our House here in Los Angeles is a great resource for grief support. But finding people, I think, who can empathize is really important. And that can take a lot of time and can be very hard. I felt very isolated after I lost my mom. So perhaps there are other listeners out there who could hook you up.
May I make a suggestion?
Get into it.
Listener, first of all, I'm also very sorry for your loss. That sounds like a really just tough situation. I have another book suggestion. My friend Agnia Yurchishyn wrote a book called My Dead Parents.
Yes.
That you might find comforting. Her mother also struggled with, her mother struggled with alcohol abuse and died of alcohol abuse. And she had a really complicated relationship with her mother, and her father died when she was in high school, and she also had a complicated relationship with him. And it's kind of about rediscovering the early days of their relationship through her mother's papers and photographs, and sort of reframing the narrative of who her parents were and what their relationship was. Mm. And it's a really, really beautifully written book. And Anya's an old dear friend, so I'm obviously biased, but I think her book is really wonderful. I would also like to suggest, if you haven't already, to possibly seek out a NAR Anon group, which is like Al-Anon, but I think they focus more on people, on friends and family of people with substance abuse issues. People there, you might find some community and fellowship with people in one of those groups who might be dealing with similar issues. And I know people have found those groups to be really helpful. I have personally never attended one, but I've heard that people have found them to be really supportive and helpful.
That's a great
and
suggestion.
Also, I hope that you have a good therapist.
Yeah. Yeah. And support system.
Yeah.
I would also say that grief is a slog, and it took me a few years to start to feel like I was functioning. Normal is the wrong word, but in kind of a way that felt coherent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your own self-care practice, like for me, my self-care was reading Twilight and Twilight fan fiction. That was it. Like that got me out of a lot of my grief. It didn't get me out of my grief, but it helped me in my grief. So, you know, your self-care is going to look different from the next person's, but whatever it makes you feel good and cared for and gives you some solace, I think is great.
Yeah. We'll be thinking of you.
Yeah. We're both sending lots of love your way.
Yeah. All right. Should we take another quick break?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Okay, we're back with some more tips and tricks from our beloved listeners.
Hey guys, it's your early morning flosser friend. I was calling back to answer your follow-up question. I typically go to bed by around 9 p.m., so 7 hours is my kind of sweet spot of sleep to get. And in terms of how if I've always gone to bed early or not, it was a process because for years I had an 11:30 p.m. bedtime. But I just decided it's prioritization, really. I want to work out for my mental and physical health. And I knew that if I got up early and got it done, then I could be back and fix breakfast for my husband, and I work from home, but then I can be there when he gets home from work and have evening time with him instead of running to the gym. So it was just a commitment I had to make. And at first it was hard. I do take a melatonin supplement during the week, and that helps a lot. And I cycle off of it on the weekends. And then just kind of with commitment and practice of it, my body now, after my last meal of the day, I can feel my body getting tired and knowing it's sleepy time. And it kind of took training my husband too. At first he would kind of get irritated that I was going to sleep so early, but now he's seen the payoff and respects my commitment. And so when it's sleepy time for me, he'll put headphones on to watch TV or go to another room and read. And it works now. So prioritization, commitment, and now I've had to kind of reframe, and it goes from something I have to do, I have to get up early. Now I really like my time in the morning to have my breakfast and do my journaling and get my workout done. And then it sets a great tone for the day, and I'm done with that. And I can focus on everything else. So it was a good reframing of the narrative too. So anyway, that's all. And hope y'all have a great week. And I will look forward to more pod this week. Have a good one. Bye.
Aw.
It's our flossing correspondent.
Our floss correspondent. Thank you for reaching back out.
Yeah.
Floss correspondent.
Floss correspondent. I love the early morning rise in theory. So it's like a fantasy of mine to be an early riser. We had a lot of people who have worked on the early morning rise. They say, you are asking on MiniUp 140 how the early risers out there do it. Well, I'm one of them, and I think it can be learned. I became an early riser out of necessity during internal medicine residency, where my day started in the hospital around 5:30 a.m. and ended around 6:30 a.m. Now I'm out of training and my hours are less insane, but I still get up early around 5 every day. My tips are, start by getting up in the morning. Alarm set, no snoozing, just get out of bed, drink a gallon of coffee, sorry, Dor, and start the day. No naps. Keep the same schedule on the weekends. As tempting as it is to cozy up and sleep in, don't do it. It'll just fuck up your internal alarm clock and set you back. That's it. Eventually, you'll be so exhausted that the early bedtime will just happen. You're right. I don't get as much free time at night, as my son's bedtime is also early. We eat dinner after our kid goes to bed at 6:30. He's only 10 months. Then I get an hour to myself to read, watch a TV show, etc. At 8, I start my skincare routine and bedtime stuff. By 8:30, I get in bed, turn on the Calm app for a good train story, and pass out. Good luck. Listeners doing like all of the things I aspire to do, a train story.
this is all great advice, so much easier said than done.
I know, which brings us to our activity of the day, Dory. excuse me, activity of the week, activity of however long you want.
Okay, great.
Here's just a suggestion from me. Let's all just try it. Just okay. wake up a little earlier one day this week. Just one.
How early?
Oh, we're all going to wake up at 4 a.m. We're all going to meditate, journal, do a nice leisurely walk. No, I would say like for me and my, like if I just set my alarm clock like 15 minutes earlier than I normally do, it still shifts something. So I don't know, give yourself like, if you normally wake up at 8 a.m., set it for 7:45.
Okay.
Just see what happens. Just for fun.
Just for funsies.
Just for, like, listen, why not experiment? We're all at home, most of us. Let's see what happens. You can always roll back over and go to sleep.
Okay. I will try this.
Okay. All right. Well, tell me how it goes. You already get up early. I see your emails at 7:20 in the morning.
You know, I get up at 6:30. Just my body just wakes up at 6:30.
That's about when I'm waking up too.
So,
well, see you in the morning.
Say lovey. Yep.
All right. Well, that does it for us.
It does. It does. All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Kate, it's been a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, bye.